the Public News Service Daily Newscast, December 21st, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First, Oregon, where a county there has enacted new restrictions on large-scale agriculture operations. More from Eric Taganoff.
Linn County commissioners approved a one-mile setback rule from property lines for confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Small farmers in the county have celebrated the new rule as a win. Kendra Kimbaroskis is a farmer in CO who says CAFOs can't help but have impacts on neighbors.
Mega livestock operations come with a bunch of problems, including air pollution, water pollution, traffic, noise. And the issue isn't so much the livestock operation itself, it's the scale of the livestock operation.
During the legislative session this year, Oregon lawmakers passed Senate Bill 85, which gives counties authority over the siting of large-scale ag operations. Opponents of the Linn County rule called it a ban on new livestock farms. According to the county, the setback rule limits the number of properties that could have CAFOs to 89.
Now for Politico, President Joe Biden said Wednesday there was no question that former President Donald Trump was responsible for leading an insurrection. But he declined to weigh in on the legal argument unleashed by the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling that barred Trump from the state's ballot. That, of course, would leave the matters to the judiciary. Quoting Biden, "It is self-evident. You saw it all. Now, whether the 14th Amendment applies, I will leave that to the courts to make that decision." Politico adds Republicans quickly denounced the ruling, saying that the findings by the four justices amounted to political interference in the election. They argued the justices had exceeded their authority and warned Trump would only benefit from the decision. Now to Connecticut, where despite efforts to the contrary, people across the state and in fact the nation experienced discrimination in health care.
All hospitals in the state have some kind of policy offering discounted, even free medical care, but disparities persist in who is informed of these benefits and the documentation required. Manasa Kona with the Center on Health Insurance Reforms at Georgetown University says even eligible patients can end up saddled with medical debt, leading them to avoid needed medical care in the future.
It just means that it snowballs and then they end up with bigger bills later because they have to go into the emergency room because they haven't taken care of their primary health care needs.
Kona says roughly 40% of Americans carry medical debt and that greater oversight is needed to ensure those who need financial medical aid receive it. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
A 2022 Universal Healthcare Foundation of Connecticut survey finds 57% of people support expanding the state's Medicaid program to all immigrants. This is Public News Service. Next, we head to New Mexico, where the air quality is not the worst in the nation, but it could be better. And the recent adoption of new standards for clean cars and trucks are part of an effort to curb pollutants that damage health and the environment.
The state already has an Energy Transition Act designed to move New Mexico to a 100% carbon-free electricity grid by 2045. And it adopted methane emission rules prior to those recently announced by the federal government. Attorney David Bach with New Mexico Sierra Club Rio Grande chapter says the new clean car rules dovetail with the state's broader climate strategy.
The three largest sources of greenhouse gas emissions in New Mexico are the oil and gas production sector, the power sector, and then transportation. And so we'll have pretty incredible benefits in terms of public health and also the climate benefit.
I'm Roz Brown.
Meantime, the Alzheimer's Association Iowa chapter is raising awareness of adults who get lost during the holidays.
The series teaches people how to identify symptoms of dementia by decoding behavioral messages the affected person displays, noticing common behavior triggers, and learning strategies to help intervene in some of the most common behavioral challenges of Alzheimer's disease. The Iowa chapter's Jessica Duncan says caregivers notice more people with Alzheimer's wandering during the holidays, leaving the house without anyone's knowledge, for example.
It could be that, or it could be someone that's driving and can't remember how to go to the next stop. There are all kinds of different ways that wandering can happen with a dementia loved one or a memory impairment.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, including an estimated 66,000 in Iowa. Registration for the educational series is online at alz.org/Iowa. Click on Programs Event Calendar. I'm Mark Moran.
Finally, our Suzanne Potter tells us people on Medicare who want to see a therapist often wait up to 6 months for an appointment, but relief is on the way.
Starting January 1st, licensed marriage and family therapists, known as LMFTs, will be able to accept Medicare insurance. Joy Alafia is Executive Director of California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists, which represents 36,000 LMFTs.
About 30% of people with Medicare insurance do live with a mental illness, and only about 15% receive treatment as of 2021. So this is really a need that exists. Wait times are extremely long, and this will help address that.
LMFTs can help people who may be lonely and isolated battle anxiety, depression, addiction, mood disorders, stress, or trauma.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.